to More with Mo. I'm Mo Reese, brought to you by JulieLandRadio.com. Today we're recording from a mid-60s Valley apartment bathroom. My guest today is world-famous pornographer, I guess porn star, Alex Chance. How are you today, Alex?
Hi, good.
So, Alex, you've been around for about 2 years?
Uh-huh. Actually, it is my porniversary around this date. The 20-something of August is when I filmed my first porn scene in 2011.
Porniversary. You've done quite a bit over the past 2 years. What's been your favorite thing over the past couple of years?
I just did the girls parody for Hustler a couple months ago, so that was really cool.
Girls parody for Hustler. Well, this is More with Mo, and we are going to try and talk about more with you than just porn, because we're not that kind of show. So we're not going to talk about the girls parody.
Awesome.
So tell me, what did you do last night?
I watched Doctor Who.
And how was Doctor Who?
Doctor Who was awesome. I'm coming up on the 6th season. I'm about to start, I think it's the 6th season. And it's a really good show.
And just out of blind curiosity, who introduced you to this show known as Doctor Who?
My boyfriend did.
Your boyfriend. And what's he like?
Well, he's kind of a smartass.
Loser.
Yeah, complete loser.
Yeah.
I don't know. He likes to give me a lot of shit for a lot of different things, but he has introduced me to some wonderful TV shows.
Okay, so what else is he like?
Let's see. He's tall.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy. He's bad shit crazy.
Okay, so do you think he listens to the show? Come on, let's get the real dirt here.
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not really sure if this is his thing.
Well, I guess now's the time I should let the cat out of the bag for the few people who may or may not know. I am your boyfriend. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I think she's totally surprised by that.
I think
oh
she is
shocked. Oh, my God.
I think you've just...
Who is this man?
Who is this man? So, yes, last night we did watch Doctor Who. And it was an enjoyable experience.
It was. I had heard about Doctor Who beforehand and just never watched it. And he also introduced me to the lovely Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
And Walking Dead.
And Walking Dead.
So basically,
and Mad Men.
And Mad Men.
So basically, as a boyfriend, you'd describe him basically as TV guide.
Yes.
he's no better than a TV.
Basically.
Yes, he's no TV better than a TV guide. Yeah. He's just there for his... penis and TV guide.
There you go.
I mean, that is our life, honestly, is penis and TV.
Oh.
Right now, I mean, there's, you know, it's exciting. We've been together now for 8 months. I think we're right on, you know, course of where we should be.
Do you ever have sex while watching TV?
Longer than 8 months.
Oh, let's calm down now.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh my God, she can count.
No, it's been like...
She's a porn star and she can count.
No, it's been like 9 months.
Oh, no. Oh.
Ooh.
And we're not pregnant.
No, because we got together in November.
Oh yeah, I guess we were technically before that. We were just banging because we do work in pornography, and that's what happens.
Yeah, so. we started off banging, and then
it's called research.
Yes, it is, because you have to test drive the car before you buy the car.
Well, yeah, but you also have to just do research for the scene. Like, hey, I'm going to do this scene. I better practice before I go do the scene.
Yes, practice.
Let's work together.
But yeah, we're doing that, and then somehow I guess I conned him into actually taking me out on dates. I don't really know how that happened.
Yeah, I banged her in the back seat of the 98 Honda out in Northridge somewhere. It was a pickup, have sex in the back of the car, and drop her back off because I was a busy, busy man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can beat that story, but I won't.
And I was a bit of a slut back then. I'm a reformed slut, even though I still do the porno.
So 9 months. So my first question about the relationship is, what do you think about him and his POV experiences?
I think it's interesting. I mean, it's different because, you know, I do the sexy time with everyone.
Well, that's my next question was to him, was to, what do you think about her?
And he does the blowjob scenes. I mean, I don't really care. It's the only time it was a little awkward was when one of the girls he worked with, I run into her at an audition and she's like, yeah, I just saw Mo the other day. I'm like, yeah, I know. She's like, well, I mean, I worked with him. I'm like, yeah, he said you did a really good job. She's like, yeah, I sucked his dick. I'm like, huh. bye. And I was sitting with a couple girls that I knew, and we just all kind of looked at her like, what?
Kids today. And you, what about her? She goes off to work?
Well, I mean, I do shoot POV BJ, and in our relationship, I've only shot a few scenes, five, six scenes in the past more recent months. So when we first got together, I wasn't actively filming at the time due to budgetary concerns. wasn't there was any other issues?
The little asterisks.
Exactly. So when I came in, I knew she was performing, and obviously that's, you know, where it's at. And I didn't do it till more recently. So we've always had more the one-sided issue with I'm behind the camera, she's in front of the camera. So I don't necessarily have an issue with it because I look at that as work and, you know, at home is home. I do run into guys that she works with on set or people that I've known for obviously longer than she's been in. So I know who, I know who they are. So all in all, I'm comfortable with it. I would say, you know, up front that my number one basically rule, just what I'm comfortable with in my personal life is I don't like having sex the same day she's had sex with another guy. That's one of my personal things. I don't know why.
You don't want sloppy seconds.
No, and I thought that as well. It's just something that's not the... There's,
I think it's a good rule.
I've convinced him to a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I know. Happened. I think it's a good rule, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not...
Gotta have boundaries.
Yeah, and I have, there's no, I feel fine in my manhood. I feel fine of who I'm following after, but at the same time, I don't necessarily want to.
So. Do you have any boundaries?
No, I don't care. Afterwards, if anything else, I'm fucking horny because I haven't been able to have sex with him for a couple days because he has to have a big pop shot. So I'm dying unless I've been working. So I just want to fuck him because I can then.
Okay.
That happens.
I'm hornier than he is.
Well, you're young. You're supposed to be.
Yeah, I know.
It all ends, though. Trust me. It goes downhill.
I mean, there is definitely the age gap. I'm 36. She's 24. So, I mean, there is a natural gap.
Do you call him daddy?
He doesn't like that.
I don't like the daddy thing. We run into enough things where
Evan
I feel
Stone.
Like the old man. Oh, slam. Hello, Evan. How are you?
I actually don't mind the daddy.
So, yeah. So, I mean, we have the age gap. And listen, I never thought it was going to happen. When I was 18, if anybody said, you will not be horny 24/7, I would have said, you're a liar. I'm at 36. There's times where I would rather just sit back and watch Doctor Who than do anything else. I want to watch and go to bed, you know?
And I'm bothering him for sex at like 11 o'clock at night, and he's like, this is not happening. Yeah. Why? And then he tries to get me to have sex with him at 8 in the morning. I'm like, no.
She's been camming
why?
Late into the night.
You're a morning person. That's the schedule.
I go to bed. I wake up early.
Morning sex is cool if I wake up on my own and I'm allowed to have like my hatching time. I need
Makes
time
sense.
To wake up.
Exactly.
Not, oh, I'm trying to be all sweet and kiss you, and you're not really awake, and this is not happening.
Well, I mean, the other day, I just pulled the panties to the side and made it happen. It was just, whatever happens, happens.
I mean, if I don't have to do much, that's, that's always optimal.
You can keep sleeping.
Basically. I was warned when I got into the whole
just dating. Like roll me over when you're done.
I got into the whole dating thing, and I was warned up front by somebody who'd been in the industry 15 years, saying, listen, at home, you're not getting porn star sex. You're getting at-home sex just like any other girl. In fact, they may be lazier at home because they put on the show at work. And that's, I'm not saying she's lazy. I'm just saying she doesn't get on top that much.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if I've worked that day or I've been working consistently, I'm like, I'm not getting on top. It's not happening at all. I don't feel like doing squats today.
So what has, I want to know is like, have you, Mo, helped her with her career? Do you give her advice? Do you help her in any way? Do you take pictures of her? Do you help her with her career?
I attempt to at times. We have differences of opinion, obviously. But I attempt to help her as much as I can in different ways. I have taken pictures from her, yes, and of her. Mostly on a commercial level of she's selling panties, so I go ahead and take pictures of her.
Trying to do one of those?
Yeah, we haven't done that many photo shoots. I find it a little weird, actually, to photograph her. And I don't feel that I get good photographs from her based off me.
Because you suck?
I suck. In fact, I do.
Well, I was talking about it with him, and I've talked about it with a couple, like another photographer in the industry that tried to take pictures of his girlfriend. And it's different because it's more like I'm myself at home, whereas if it's like work or whatever, it's different.
Right.
Because it's, I mean, I'm not, you know, the Alex Chance personality or isn't that, you know, different than, you know, me at home. But it's still like he sees me in, you know, yoga pants and, you know, a tank top at home with no makeup on. It's, you know, it's different.
It's interesting because I've seen this kind of relationship before in porn. So I always kind of, they're always kind of the same.
Well, you know, I come from, I worked in mainstream for a number of years. I came from advertising. I was around a lot of those type of things. I'm all about promotion, things like that. So I offered my advice. Sometimes she takes it. Sometimes she doesn't. I'm fairly blunt and I'm fairly pushy on that kind of stuff. So usually she pushes back and we just move on. So I try and help her, but it doesn't always work.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what it is. You know, like I'm doing my first anal scenes coming up soon.
Woo!
And I asked,
I'll insert fireworks at that point.
Yes. And I asked him for advice, you know, because I was offered a deal on that from a couple of different companies for girl girl and for boy girl. And I asked him, you know, if he thought I should take it or not. And, you know, I was, and I asked his advice as well as a couple other people because, you know, I value his opinion. And it's, you know, and I ended up taking the deal, which was good. And I was happy about it. But it's, in the end, it's if I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it regardless of what anyone thinks.
As it should be.
Well, and I mean, ultimately in the conversation, I'm now having to step aside from, no, I don't want my girl to give up her butt to some other dude. That's mine. That's what I get to play with, you know? Listen, I love fucking girls in the ass. That's one of my things.
He loves it a lot.
And so it's like, she can't always do it, and that's, you know, and that's fine. But I don't want some other dude getting it. Then I take off and go into the work mode and go, this isn't the point in your career, then you should probably do that. And so I try and give that advice. And I'm pretty good at it. I think I'm pretty good at that. I'm not typically a jealous person. We have had a couple instances where boys from the past, because guys in this industry tend to, you know, they like to fuck and they'll keep approaching. So there's been a couple things where it's annoyed
me
more.
Incident.
There was the Target incident of about 3 months ago where a guy decided to FaceTime. And FaceTime, she decides to take the call and he's
naked.
Well,
no, you told me to take the call because you're like, What does he want, you know?
She takes the call and he's naked and she's at Target and goes, no, I can't talk right now. And so I said, text him back and tell him Mo wants to know if his wardrobe's all ready for Tuesday. I was like, because I asked her, I was like, does he know who your boyfriend is? Well, I don't know. He knows I have a boyfriend. I was like, tell him Mo says hi and ask him if he has his wardrobe for whatever day of the week it was. And I said, that'll get the point across.
I haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, I think what's funny is I would have just, if it was on FaceTime, I would have just gone down the aisles and showed everybody.
Hey, look at that.
I mean, he's a handsome loser.
He is a handsome man.
He
you know,
is.
Don't get
me
wrong. I understand.
Helped.
But, you know.
It's, you know, it's always interesting. And some guys don't, like, it doesn't really make a difference to them. If you, like, oh, I have a boyfriend. Like, oh, and? Okay, so we're going to go
hang out.
I
know, a lot of guys, it's so funny. I have a boyfriend. I'm married. I have kids. Doesn't matter. They don't, doesn't, you know, it just doesn't matter to some people.
I mean, I think in general, our relationship outside of work is fairly typical. Mm-hmm. I mean, the age gap is definitely something that I think any relationship that has that kind of age gap would be.
My last point here I want to ask, since you work in porn, you're a porn star, a star, shining brightly, and you work in porn on the kind of both sides here. Mm-hmm. Do you talk about porn a lot when you're together by yourselves watching Doctor Who? Does porn, how much is porn conversation in your relationship?
Nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, it's
really?
Because most of our, you know, friends are in the porn industry, and it's, you know, it's kind of, I guess, kind of surrounds it a little.
And whatever the topic of the day is on Twitter, things like that tends to come up. Again, I hate to keep bringing up the age group. She's on her phone a lot more than I am. It's attached to her hand. So it's constantly Facebook, Twitter.
Kids today.
And plug every other possible social media site. And so I'm a little less so, but it's automatically, oh, this person tweeted. Oh, let's do this type of, you know, let's talk about that now. Okay, let's pause Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Doctor Who's getting some
you
major plugs on this show.
Yeah. No, but you're kind of immersed into the whole thing.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's times where I want to have where it's like, and I'm usually the one that pushes for it.
We're instituting a no phone.
A no phone, no porn talk. And I love this industry. I love what I do.
I always like to dare. Like, I dare you not to touch the phone for 24 hours. Mm. We used to have this rule with friends for when you go to meals, whoever. Put the phone down.
Oh, yeah, and whoever touches it first has to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly, pay for the meal.
There you go.
So,
but yeah. And
there has to be phone etiquette, and especially in a relationship. It's just the same thing way back in my day. It used to be like, you never want a television in the bedroom because it just gets in the way. And I always tell people, like, yeah, in this day and age, who needs a TV? They're on the phones in their face all the time. So lose the phones.
But yeah, so I mean, in general, we're a 9-month relationship. You know, I think we're doing pretty well. So
she seems happy.
She's not. It's all lies. I paid her to act this way. I mean, we have our typical fights. We have our typical, you know, just like any other relationship. But I think we're a fairly successful porn relationship.
Most of the arguments or anything like that has nothing to do with porn.
Yeah. I think it's typical just life.
Stupid.
Insecure young girl problems.
Not like that. No, it's just like just different things with him stressing out about whatever. And
he overreacts on everything.
He hates when I tell him, don't stress out about this.
Yeah.
I think it's his least favorite thing for me to tell him.
So you know what you got to say is just use reverse psychology. I think you need to be more stressed. Keep going. Go big or go home. The best stressed person there is.
And he, we were having this conversation. Actually, yesterday we got into a little argument about this, about he used to be a workaholic, a big workaholic.
I wouldn't know what that
before is. Before we started dating. I know with your big staff, you just have so many people to work for you that you just don't have to do anything.
Pretty much.
But yeah, it's, and now he's not as much because he wants to get home to me.
Good.
So we were talking about how, you know, he's doing some editing stuff, helping me build a clips for sales store.
Good.
And how he's like, well, I have to get back into workaholic mode and I want to get home to you. And just getting home to me became an argument.
We can, you know, next episode we'll do, what do you call it? Couples counseling.
No, I mean, it's definitely, yes, just to go back to that. Yes, I used to be a workaholic. And yeah, you know what? At the end of the day, if she's going to go, oh, hey, what time are you going to come home? I want to do dinner. Well, automatically, I want to go, I don't really feel like working anymore. I want to go to dinner. Before, it was, I don't have time to fuck you. We'll go do it in the back seat and be done. And I'm going back to work. So what I do like about this whole, that the show is called More with Mo, is that I'm in control of the whole show. And so I can tell you when to stop. In fact, rumor has it, I can cut mics. That's what I heard.
Exactly.
So go ahead and Miss Alex Chance, I won't use your real name. Go ahead and tell us where we can find you out there in the social media world since you're on it all the fucking time.
Thanks, honey. You can follow me on Twitter, Alex Chance XXX. Like me on Facebook, Alex Chance XOXO. And check out my blog, alexchancexxx.com.
Well, I am Mo, and I appreciate everybody listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, otherwise known as Mox, as some people like to call me. Or you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can find some cool BTS photos that I take from set. And every so often I put a photo that shows that I'm actually a really kind of a photographer sometimes. So again, thanks for listening. Thanks, Alex, for coming in. And we'll see you guys next time.